Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14, and chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. That is why we have a great high priest who has gone to heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us cling to him and never stop trusting him. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he has faced all of the same temptations we do. Yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Now a high priest is a man chosen to represent other human beings in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers their sacrifices for sins. And because he is human, he is able to deal gently with the people, though they are ignorant and wayward, for he is subject to the same weaknesses they have. That is why he is to offer sacrifices both for their sins and for his own sins. And no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honour. He has to be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was. That is why Christ did not exalt himself to become high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another passage, God said to him, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek." While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could deliver him out of death. And God heard his prayers because of his reverence for God. So even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. And God designated him to be a high priest in the line of Melchizedek. This is the word of God. Glory be to God. Amen.
We come and we bring our needs to God and we pray through Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. And this is a very precious thing. And that's what we're learning about as we think about Jesus being our high priest. We spoke a bit about this last week and we're coming to it again this time because the letter to the Hebrews has a lot more to say about it. First thing that I want us to note is that Jesus is appointed into this role. It's God who put him there. God has raised him from the dead and Jesus now sits at God's right hand where he is our priest. Now, the role of a priest is to link together God and people. God is there, we are here, Jesus stands in the middle and he provides this wonderful bridge. So when we pray, it's like Jesus takes our prayers and he gives them to the Father. Now, does the Father need to do it this way? No, he doesn't. But he knows that it is good for us, that it's done this way. So God says to Jesus, "You are my son, today I have become your father," as we read in the Bible reading. And he also says to Jesus, "You are a priest forever." Jesus is in that role. When we pray through Jesus, we're not doing something that we've made up that's clever. We're doing something that the Lord has offered to us. And Jesus is so well suited to this role. Now, let me put it like this. Many years ago, I would try and help my eldest son with his maths. And I found that a very difficult thing to do. The problem wasn't that I didn't understand the maths. I did understand it. The problem was that he would say, "Explain it to me, Daddy." And I'd explain it. And he'd say, "I don't understand. Explain it." And I'd say, "I just have." And the problem was, in a way, that I found it much easier than he did. There are many things that it's the other way around. But on the maths that he was doing then, I found it too easy for him. He needed a teacher who had struggled with it. Now, Jesus struggled with being human. We sang that lovely song last week. Jesus, you know what it's like to be human. He really does. He learned obedience, we read in today's Bible reading, through what he suffered. That's how he was perfectly qualified to become our high priest. He doesn't just look at us and say, I've explained it, it's easy. He knows what it is to be human. He knows what it is to struggle. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. Fervent cries and tears. He knows what it's like to call on God. He knows what it's like to feel desperate about the whole thing. And because of that, he can help people like you and me. It's worth taking time to really think about the fact that Jesus is fully human like us. It makes a huge difference to the way that we pray. He has learnt. He's done the practical. And he knows what it means to face death, just as we face death. He has been tested in every way. Now, the reading that we had a while ago tried to capture that. See, I think there's always this temptation for us to think, God doesn't understand, God isn't like me, which isn't actually correct, because we're made in his image. We are much more like him than we think we are. But there at God's right hand is Jesus, who was tested. What's your test that you're going through at the moment? What's the thing that you need to pray about? Well, Jesus has gone through something that is very similar to what you've gone through. Now, it might take a bit of imagination to work that out, but it's there. So as we come to pray, we approach with confidence. You see, what is going on with our prayers is much more about his ability than it is about ours. It's not about how well we can pray. A lot of the time we pray very badly. A lot of the time we struggle to get the right words. Brothers and sisters, that's not just your problem. That's everybody's problem. But Jesus has prayed the prayers. And Jesus knows how to take our prayers and to make them something very special to God. When we are tempted, he's there for us, knowing what it's like. When we are ignorant, when we don't know what to do, and let's face it, that's a lot of the time. There are wonderful times when we have great insight and we know what God's saying to us, but most of the time we feel we're groping around in the dark a bit. He's able to help those who are going astray. This is an incredible honour that God has given to Jesus. So today we can honour Jesus by praying to God in his name, by praying to God through him. And it's wonderful, because I know that this Jesus loves me. I know he loved me so much that he died for me. But not only is he loving, he's also powerful. He is the one that God has raised from the dead. And I know that when I'm crying out, God, I don't have a clue what's going on here. What am I meant to do now? Lord, I can't deal with this. I know that Jesus has been there too. Think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, crying out to God that God would find another way. The people that were being written to here were going through persecution. That was their issue. I don't know what your issue today is, but I want to encourage you now to offer it to God, but not just thinking I'm offering it to God, but thinking I'm offering it through Jesus, the one who really understands me, the one who really cares, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let's come saying, even if I just feel I'm grasping on, I am going, as it says in our Bible reading today, I am going to hold on firmly to my faith. I will not let go of this Jesus, because far more importantly, he will not let go of me.